This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that reforms are not a compulsion, but a commitment and conviction for his government and that its policies are pro-people, pro-growth and pro-development. Addressing the Economic Times World Leaders Forum in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said his government has created a clear roadmap for reforms, with the primary focus being at the governance level. He said India is undertaking next-generation reforms at the policy level to secure the country's future.
हमने रिफॉर्म्स को लेकर एक क्लियर रोडमैप बनाया. इस रोडमैप की प्रमुख दिशा रही है गवर्नेंस लेवल के रिफॉर्म्स हो. इसके लिए आज 21वीं सदी के भारत में हम सिर्फ रेगुलेशन नहीं बदल रहे, हम रेगुलेशन की पूरी फिलॉसफी बदल रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister also spoke about the global economic environment, saying that the weaponization of resources and growing mistrust were creating new challenges. He said that even in such circumstances, the world continues to see India as a bright spot of hope and growth. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lauded West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari for handing over 1,129 acres of land to the Border Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal SSB for fencing along the India-Bangladesh border in the state within 45 days of the new government coming to power. He said the request for the land required for the border fence had been pending since 2014. Mr. Shah was speaking while attending a program at the SSB Frontier Headquarters in the Rani Dang area at Siliguri in West Bengal yesterday. The Home Minister said completing border fencing is crucial to stopping infiltration and protecting the national security. He said the government will continue its zero tolerance policy towards illegal immigration. The government has assured that adequate sugar stocks are available in the country to meet domestic demand, despite lower than estimated production. In view of the recent price rise in sugar, the government has taken a series of measures to ensure sufficient sugar availability and maintain stable prices for consumers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that it is closely monitoring the situation. Sugar prices have risen in recent weeks, increasing from 48 rupees per kilogram on the 20th of last month to around 55 rupees per kilogram on Thursday. India and Nepal reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral cooperation and reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening cooperation on border management and security. The discussion came up during the 14th meeting of the India-Nepal Joint Working Group, which concluded in Dehradun yesterday. Union Home Ministry in a statement said during the two-day meeting, discussions covered addressing trans-border crime and criminal activities, strengthening and effective utilization of border infrastructure, roads and railway networks, removal of encroachments and maintenance of boundary pillars. India and the UK have agreed to expand bilateral exchanges between the armed forces of the two countries through joint exercises, training and capacity building, as both sides held a key dialogue in Delhi. During the meeting, both the countries reviewed the ongoing defence industrial cooperation with emphasis on research and development through the India-UK Vision 2035 and the 10-year defence industrial roadmap. India will host the BRICS Youth Ministers Meeting and the BRICS Sports Ministers Meeting at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. The BRICS Youth Ministers Meeting will be held today, while the BRICS Sports Ministers Meeting will take place tomorrow. The BRICS Tourism Ministers Meeting, held under India's chairship, concluded yesterday with the unanimous adoption of the Jaipur Declaration, which provides a framework for strengthening tourism cooperation among BRICS member countries. The declaration outlines key areas of cooperation, including the use of artificial intelligence in tourism, sustainable tourism practices, skill development, and seamless travel facilitation. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, the Indian women's doubles pair of Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on top seeds Liu Shengshu and Tang Ning of China in the semi-finals at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.